This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. This week, the number of U.S. military men and women killed in the war in Iraq passed 1,000. Last night, Americans around the country gathered to honor those who died. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on a public vigil she attended in Los Angeles, and she notes the passing of one Marine killed earlier this week.
Under the palm trees at the Santa Monica Beach, 100 peace activists gathered with candles, prayers, and song to mark a grim number, 1,000 U.S. casualties in Iraq and counting.
Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget you. I will never forsake you. I will never forget you. I will never forsake you.
There were at least 1,000 candlelight vigils in cities and towns around the country, organized through the internet by the group MoveOn.org and the Win Without War Coalition. Among those at the Santa Monica gathering was Deborah Wiley.
I am very overwhelmed at the loss for all of these families and all the families in Iraq.
Jason Rappaport and his roommate Peter Schechter also stopped by to light candles and pay their respects to the troops.
I think it's a really honorable job they're doing, even if they're a lot of people don't agree with it.
You know, these kids, a lot of them, who knows if they even knew what they were getting themselves into.
During the vigil, mourners read the names from the roster of the U.S. troops who have died in Iraq.
Nicanor Angel Alvarez, Daniel R. Amaya, John D. Amos II.
One of those deaths happened just a few days ago, Monday, in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. A suicide bomber in a car filled with explosives detonated his deadly cargo. Seven Marines from California's Camp Pendleton were driving by in a Humvee. All of them died in the blast. Quinn Keith was one of them.
Quinn was awesome.
From her home in Page, Arizona, Shannon Keith mourns the death of her nephew.
He loved the outdoors. He loved to paintball and hunting and fishing, and his favorite was wrestling, and he played the guitar off and on. And he was very quiet. I mean, he was a little boy with a big punch.
Shannon Keith and her husband took in Quinn and his three brothers after their parents divorced, sparing the kids a life in foster homes. The Keiths became their legal guardians and raised them with their own five children. Quinn was the oldest of the brothers, and he was a shy kid.
He had a troubled childhood. In fact, when we took him in, we were advised that, if we could get him through high school, we've done very well. And that we did. He went through high school and graduated, and now he was serving in the Corps.
The Marines sent Quinn to Iraq just as the war began. He was a machine gunner and did 6 months in combat and then came home for six. Last April, Quinn was redeployed to Fallujah. Keith reads from the message Quinn wrote home not long ago.
It says, let's see, I'm sending this letter to let you know I'm doing just fine. I feel scared at times. Sometimes I get tired and wonder what I'm doing here. I kind of felt the same way. I don't see personally any changes over there. I don't see things getting any better. Like they said today, we're up to 1,000 and something military lost, since the end of the war. And it's like, why are we still there? What are we doing,
Quinn Keith would have been 22 years old next month, around the time he was scheduled to return from Iraq alive. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.